From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, interviewed last week by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office in connection with its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, according to a Justice Department spokesman. The New York Times reports that Sessions was interviewed for several hours as part of Mueller's broader Russia probe and whether President Donald Trump has obstructed justice since taking office last January. Mueller's office is widely believed to be looking at the obstruction question, although it has not publicly acknowledged it. Authorities in the Philippines raising the alert level for its most active volcano after it sent a huge cloud of volcanic ash and rock several kilometers in the air Monday. Huge explosion from Mount Mayon was the most powerful since the 2,462-meter-tall volcano first began belching red-hot lava, ash, and superheated gas and volcanic debris nearly 2 weeks ago. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence reiterated Tuesday the Trump administration's view that the international deal on Iran's nuclear program should be changed and said moving the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem is a tangible sign of U.S. commitment. Also, while in Jerusalem, during his four-day Middle East trip, Mr. Pence stood with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The prime minister commented about their discussions.
We discussed both common challenges and common opportunities in a very turbulent Middle East. And the foremost challenge comes from Iran. The tyrants of Tehran have spent billions of dollars spreading murder and mayhem throughout the Middle East to advance their poisonous ideology.
Pence's activities Tuesday wrapped up his four-day Middle East trip. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Monday said Washington must pay closer attention to its special relationship with Britain, even though President Donald Trump has yet to visit London.
Both from a security standpoint, but also from an economic standpoint. And we need to pay attention to that relationship and the importance of this relationship on a bilateral basis as well, while we work together in common cause to address some of these serious conflicts around the world that confront both of our nations.
Tillerson also plans to meet with the European signatory nations to the Iran nuclear deal as the Trump administration seeks changes to the 2015 agreement. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Tuesday issued a strong rebuke of Turkey's offensive against a U.S.-allied Kurdish militia in northern Syria, saying it's distracting from the fight against Islamic State militants. Turkey last week began bombing and has sent troops into northern Syria's Kurdish-controlled region of Afrin along the Turkish border in an attempt to drive out the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a bill reopening the government, ending a three-day partial shutdown that was triggered in part by a partisan brawl over immigration. Late Monday, members of the House of Representatives voted to approve the bill the U.S. Senate passed earlier in the day. The so-called continuing resolution keeps the government funded until February, the beginning of February, to allow Congress time to reach a longer-term budget agreement. South Korea and China criticized the decision Monday by President Donald Trump to impose stiff tariffs on imports of washing machines and solar panels. The action followed a conclusion by the U.S. International Trade Commission that found that imported products were a substantial cause of serious injury to domestic manufacturers.
Think that will go anywhere?
Possible, because this arrangement that President Trump took is perfectly legal under U.S. law, but other countries claim that it's not necessarily compatible with WTO law.
That's Lewis Coles, head of the Asia Economics at the Hong Kong-based Oxford Economics Consultancy, speaking with VOA's Victor Beatty. Call says it's been long expected that Mr. Trump would eventually act more aggressively on trade matters as part of his America's First campaign. China is sending a top economic advisor and rising politician to lead its largest entourage today to attend the World Economic Forum in Davos this week. And North and South Korea continue to engage in cross-border visits ahead of next month's Winter Olympics in the South as the bitter rivals press ahead with an agreement for the North to take part in the Games. A delegation from South Korea traveled to the North Tuesday for a three-day visit to look over potential venues for joint events to the Games, the first such official visit in 2 years. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.